Bathtub gin. Can't beat it. Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of Hungry for Some Leftovers with me, Dan Callahan. Things are getting crazy on Facebook Marketplace in the summer. We're back after a brief hiatus. Got a lot of stuff that was going on in the summer. Birthday parties, graduation parties, short trips, court appearances. I just can't get away from any of it. So now we're back and we're going to take the insanity up a couple levels, really spark these people on Facebook Marketplace where this stuff is going down. If you're new to the program, this is all about getting leftover food out on Facebook Marketplace and in the hands of some of the insane people you may come across on there. We've put everything from leftover wedding cakes to leftover chicken tenders from gas stations to leftover Valentine's Day brownies all on there. We've done three episodes so far. We're back after our hiatus and we're going to take it up a notch. And today, this is what we're going to be putting on. At first, it might just come across as a cooler bag, nothing really interesting. But you see the little wooden spoon coming out of there, the wooden spoon I used to get hit with as a child. Open her up, and you guessed it. We got a cooler bag full of freshly cooked rigatoni that's been in the fridge for just one night with some homemade sauce on top of that. And just look at that. I mean, it's just absolutely scrumptious. Can you hear that? Yeah, it's rigatoni in a cooler. It's a wet-ass Italian or something. I don't know. So we got an interesting story with this. We're going to put up on there. And the main selling point for this free item that we're going to be putting up there, it's a 2-in-1 package. You get the pasta with the cooler bag. But it's stylish. It's mobile. It's convenient. It's really an all-in-one, two for the price of free. I mean, here's how we're going to be listing this. There's no better way to enjoy leftover pasta than from a convenient, stylish, mobile Ozark Trailers cooler bag. This is an all-in-one package and is perfect for an on-the-go meal, whether you're driving, whether you want a pregame snack while showering before hitting the club, or maybe in bed snuggled up watching a murder mystery documentary series. The pasta is smothered in a homemade sauce that my Nana left me the recipe for before she went into prison for selling fake life alerts in her nursing home. It's really a delicious, delicious sauce to have on some leftover rigatoni, and it should be eaten cold, as all pasta should. Pizza cold is great, but if you ever had a cool rigatoni meal from the inside of a convenient, stylish, and mobile cooler bag, I mean, it's a trend that I'm trying to set right now, and I think it really needs to be shared with the world, which is why we're going to put it out on Facebook Marketplace today. We're going to be delivering to a very good home at no cost, as always, in remembrance of Nana this time. I can't wait to see the type of stuff that people are going to ask if it comes with this. There's always somebody looking for a handout on Facebook Marketplace. Oh, does it come with the wooden spoon too? No, it doesn't, because I can't give away a wooden spoon. My wife is out of town for the weekend because she would come home with nothing left to hit me with. And there you have it. Our cooler full of rigatoni pasta with sauce is now out there on Facebook Marketplace, gaining some traction as we speak. We're going to come back after it's out there and simmers a little bit, really gets into the feeds of some of these people looking for some good, damn good leftover food to ingest. So we'll be right back as the insanity kicks off. Stay tuned.
20 minutes later.
Got a fresh glass of gin. We're ready to dive in. Let's see what the folks are saying about our rigatoni pasta cooler. Right off the bat, Ryan is telling me to get a job. It's interesting. It says he's from Deptford, so I'm curious as to what his job might be and if it's legal according to the law. Legal according to the law. That's a great way to put it. But, you know, I'm not here to trash other people and blow up their spots. So I'll just, you know, I'll keep it civil and just ask if he's interested or not. See, the one problem with Facebook Marketplace, you get a lot of characters on there. The last thing I need is someone with a name on Facebook as Lulu Moose putting a puking sign. I can only imagine someone with the name on Facebook of Lulu Moose has nothing but the finest, most refined palate in this area and eats absolutely nothing but the finest of cuisine, and pasta in a cooler is a little above their pay grade. Any additional pictures? Most of the pictures I put up on here, as you can see, I showed at the beginning of the video here, is me laying in bed with it, putting it in the shower, in the car with it. There are others, but I feel like that should be, you know, something you have to pay premium for, maybe on OnlyDans.com. Which I have looked into doing, by the way. Someone already bought that domain, so unfortunately it's unavailable. The next closest one was lonelydans.net, which was an actual, you know, rather interesting suggestion from my web host. But onlydans.com, everyone jumped all over it. I had this idea a while ago. I never looked into it until the other day. I'm kind of upset that I did, or I didn't look into it, but maybe lonelydans.net is going to be a place for this. But I feel like if you want to look at more pictures of me with pasta in a cooler, you're going to have to pay a premium cost. They are on my website. I'll tell people that I actually own the website, though. How many people will it feed? Now, this is where I come into play, and I'm helping not just one person, not two. This is two full boxes of rigatoni in there. So some people, that might be, you know, just a snack for you. Other people, it might feed a family of five for a week. It's actually tempting more so for the cooler. Now, this is where combining the food with an item and the packaging sells it. Look at Apple. Look at how Apple does their packaging. They got nothing but, you know, their AirPods, MacBooks, iPhones. They've always been in this clean, minimalist, white packaging. All you got to do is spruce up the packaging for some of this 89 cents a box for rigatoni, and all of a sudden people are like, yeah, you know, I'll take that, but the packaging it's in is really what's drawing me in. So that's really the catch here. Not the catch. I mean, that is the hook, line, and sinker right there is a $4 cooler bag from Walmart. And this is what, homemade sauce? You're damn right. She is in prison now. I should emphasize that she's in prison. The sauce isn't made in prison, but she is currently sitting up in a correctional facility. Is there a fee associated with that? Willing to pay for good pasta? Or is it gravy or sauce? Now, here is an interesting concept, because I think it's the Italians that love to call it the gravy instead of the sauce, but I am not so much, and it comes from my Nana, who knows whether she was Italian or God knows what. So it's just sauce. We're not talking big Italian stuff here, because it would be highly underwhelming. It's just going to be sauce for now. It's not really any gravy. It's really high end. I feel like you got to stand behind the product if you're going to call it gravy. But this is certainly not close to that. Now, see, Tom is absolutely on point here. I hope this doesn't spread, but I can't disagree with you. I was told to never buy pasta from someone whose name doesn't end in a vowel. I mean, 100% correct, but you technically aren't buying. You're just accepting a free item. So people just don't read. I mean, I clearly explained in the description what she went to prison for, but she's asking anyway. But Nana went to prison for an 11-year sentence for selling fake life alerts to 90 people in her nursing home. So instead of pushing the button and it's saying, help, I've fallen and I can't get up, or calling 911, you push it and it just says, please just leave me alone for the evening and bring me a vanilla pudding tomorrow morning. I think I might have just created an entire different market here. Is this still available, and do you have any knockoff life alerts left? Knockoff life alerts. I mean, those things I think are pretty expensive. I think they try and weasel their way into a Medicare cost of some sort and have the insurance company pay for it. But you know what? I'm going to say and go out on a limb here is I'm going to create fake ones and get them to them by Christmas. Aha, I told you. I knew it was coming. And of course, it comes from someone named Joanne, the new modern day 2021 Karens. Joanne says, does the wooden spoon and the guy come with it, or is that extra? Oh boy, here we go. Wife's away for the evening. I got a dirty wooden spoon and a dirty daddy looking to get down Joanne. Oh boy, she looks like not a day over dead, and Snoop Dogg is her main profile picture. I don't know what I am getting into. RJ said, get out, worst Nana ever, because she's not Italian and it's not gravy. I can't even disagree with this guy. Usually people on here, I'm all fired up, or they're all fired up. This is just a civil meeting of the minds, where it's just like, yeah, I get it. Maybe I should be on here, hawking some potatoes or something in a cooler. Maybe that'll be a future one, some baked potatoes. Joanne says, looks so worth it, name your price and I'm there. Oh boy. Joanne, I've named my price, and you know what it is? It's 2 40s of Old English and a ShopRite Savers Club card, because what more can I possibly have when I got those three things in life? ShopRite Savers card, a 2 40s, not one, 2 40s of Old English, and a nice woman named Joanne on my side. I'm in the market for a new grandmom. I'm hoping this can happen. A little bored today, Stephanie says. Stephanie with an F in your name. Were your parents a little bored when they were coming up with a name for you? Were they not bored enough? And they're like, you know what? We got to set her aside from the pack. Let's put an F in her name instead of a PH like a normal person. No, I'm actually pretty busy, Stephanie. I'm trying to offload some pasta on Facebook right now. Fuck. Next? Lauren said Next. Like what, the old MTV show Next, where it's just like I walk onto the bus with a cooler full of pasta in my arm and they're like, Next. If you're saying Next to that, you have some serious issues that need to be worked out. This should be, yeah, bring it on. Let's do it up. Another person asking if the spoon comes with it. You know what? I might throw the wooden spoon in there. My wife might kill me. She needs something to hit me with. As long as I can replace the wooden spoon. I got her this wooden spoon for Christmas 2 years ago. Do you have any idea what I would go through if I gave it away to somebody? I paid $3.99 for a pack of these spoons at Marshall's the day before Christmas. Come on. Is it al dente? Because that looks mushy as hell, question mark. People are agreeing, but sorry, John. I don't know what that means. I'm Irish. Another person, grated Parmesan, and you have yourself a deal with the... Why do Italians... Why are they the only ones that have an emoji? This is literally an Italian emoji. Where is the Irish emoji? Where is the person drunkenly punching someone from across the bar? Where is the Irish emoji? Diana, seriously? Like, seriously, in what context? Like, seriously, of like, you're going to give this away for free on Facebook? Sign me up. Or seriously, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Does this look like a joke? Is there anything about me that makes this seem like a joke, Diana? This is a deal and a half. Jump on it. One condition. I need Nana's recipe. And he said a public meetup plan. Are you fucking kidding me? It's in Pacific time, too. What is going on Facebook today? Nana's recipe isn't on the table. People are coming out of the woodwork asking for all types of stuff. They want the spoon. They want some grated Parmigiana. They want some the actual recipe. Are you kidding? What Italian gives away their recipe? Another one. Can I get a goulash? Is that like the gulag in Modern Warfare or Call of Duty or whatever the most recent thing is? What the hell is a goulash one? Is this New Jersey public education just setting me up for this? It really must be, because sorry, sir, but I don't speak Italian. Meet me down in Kensington and Allegheny? I don't think my mom will let me over there, sir. Sorry. Every once in a while you run into some hot daddies, and to get a daddy out of me, you got to be really high up there on my list. And we just got a message from a Will Bozarth asking if this is available. You're goddamn right it's available. I don't even think Will Bozarth is crazy enough to come get this. I'll make him drive here. Oh my God, so much interaction. Haven't drank some more of my second glass of gin. Got the gin in. We're in it to win it. Nothing more, nothing less. You need some of this to deal with people. And that's the problem. When people go on Craigslist, they go on Facebook Marketplace, they don't properly prepare. You know the way to properly prepare to create a post that goes out on the internet if you're trying to sell something, even if it's for free? You're not drunk enough, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you need to do first.
2 hours later.
Need more photos. Everybody, if you want your own photo, should I create a lonelydans.com where all it has is the extra very explicit photos of me with whatever I put on Facebook Marketplace that day? I think it would be drive a lot of traffic out of the hundreds, literally hundreds of people commenting on this stuff. For people that are out there trying to do, I mean, some of these people are interested. The large amount of them just think it's funny or cute, or these older women are really trying to hit on you. I have no idea. But if I was doing this back in my single days, I forget the dating apps. I would just post stuff of me in Facebook Marketplace and see where it went. Talk about the excitement, what you could possibly get into. I have no idea what would happen if I met half of these lunatics in real life. Holy hell. Posting local. I'm going to attract some local people that I know. Victoria saw this. And is it by any chance gluten-free? Where can I pick it up? And she is trying to troll the one trolling Facebook Marketplace, and it's not going to happen. So you know what, Victoria? No. It is full of gluten and semen. You can pick it up in the alley behind the Willingboro Mart. That's the way we're doing it. This is the only real comment and interaction in this one thread. There's 12 other threads going, but you know what? I might get kicked out of the group for that. Amy, this might be one of my favorite comments of the night so far, and it's not even dark yet. Holy hell. Amy, are the straps neck friendly? Thinking this would make a great wearable trough for the hubby. Oh my God, you have to be from Deptford. Please tell me you're from Deptford. Oh, she's got a profile locked down. Since Amy's asking, I am going to let her know that, you know, it's adjustable. They're nice neck straps. I wouldn't say that they have any type of padding for using as a trough around your head. Oh my God. Why didn't I think of this before? Look how perfect of a feeding trough that this is. Oh my God. I might need to update this post with photos. Look at this as a feeding trough. I'm going to stop right now and I'm going to take an additional photo and update my listing because this is so worth it. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. We'll be right back.
A few inches later.
All right, we're back. I got really excited. I'm out of breath, but check this out. Got a nice photo of me with it as a trough. And I hope this is what sells it because you just can't, you can't beat that. You can meet me halfway. Should that just be the theme song? Just meet me halfway. Giving it away for free, the least you could do is meet me halfway. Nicole is willing to go all the way for penne. This goes back to my main point. Why are you using dating apps when you can use Facebook Marketplace to sell crazy items? Willing to go all the way for penne. We're doing rigatoni. Nothing more, nothing less. What you see is what you get, Nicole. It's rigatoni. Let's do it. Oh, Barnaby's calling me on my shit now. Damn it. I can't be a bad businessman here. I was under the impression it would be delivered to a good home. That's right, but most of the people on here are not a good home. Can you prove to me that you're in a good home, Barnaby? Because with the name of Barnaby, you might not be coming off to me like you're in a good home. It sounds like a troubled home, Barnaby. And I want to make sure that I am giving this, if I'm going all the way, that it's going to be a good home. I don't blame people for not knowing what is believable or not on the internet these days, but Brian just shared a very touching story. I was drunk the day my mama got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain, but before I could get there in my pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. Very touching, just heartwarming story that somebody is able to share, all because I just put a pasta-filled cooler on Facebook Marketplace, and it's just, that's what I'm here for. It's really touching to know that this is being brought to the masses this way and evokes such just emotional family stories like this. It's truly touching. I mean, I'm touched, but are you interested in the pasta cooler? That's what it comes down. We got a pasta cooler. We got a cooler filled with pasta here, Brian. I love the story, but are you interested or not? I'm talking business. I'm from Jersey, but currently living in LA. Will you ship it? Are we talking Los Angeles or Louisiana? Because I think Louisiana would have no problem accepting it. Los Angeles, I would probably need to put some special sticker saying whether it's gluten or gluten-free or whatever. People might wear hazmat suits if there's gluten in it. I'm not exactly sure, so that I might not be able to make that happen. Take the cooler full of pasta off my hands before my neighbors call the cops on me for screaming in my basement. Oh boy. Laura said that she lives in Los Angeles. I said they might have a little problem with the gluten. I'm not opposed to a little rule breaking. Little rule breaking through the United States Postal Service has never been a problem for me either. Just ask all the people that shipped me a special package from Mexico last month. Folks, I have simply overlooked the fact that I share these things in the local groups in the area that I grew up in and currently live in. And there's people out there that'll see this that know me, including my godson's mother, with a comment from Katie saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of my child, period. Idiot, period." I mean, I couldn't put it any better way than that. Thank you, Katie. Cheers to you. And the godson, I'll be over there soon. All right, no joke. We got somebody that might be interested in the pasta. I'm going to deliver it. We're going to get them on the horn right now. Got their phone number here. Going to give them a call and see if we can go deliver this bad boy.
Hello?
Hi, this is Dan from Facebook Marketplace. You were interested in the pasta?
I was not interested.
Oh, well then this is a this is awfully deflating.
No, I was just commenting. How are you, honey?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just recording my podcast.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Yep, you're and live
he's
on
got
the
me on his podcast.
I've gotten 96 messages since launching it, and
oh wow.
Everybody's just you know, they're interested to a degree, but they don't want me showing up to their doorstep with a cooler full of pasta. I don't know what the issue is.
Well, they probably have that app with the little orange dots on their phone showing your address.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I've had to introduce myself to at least everybody within a 2-mile radius. That was a part of the court order as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the reason.
Are you willing to give a statement on the podcast about whether or not you're surprised that this is what my life has come to, or where do you think all of this, you know, where does it come from?
Oh, geez. oh Lord, how far back do we have to go? I mean, I think there were a lot of orange dots in your neighborhood. Let's just say that.
Yeah, there were. I have the app. Needless to say, they weren't as interested as I thought. We got CJ that reached out. Will it be warm upon delivery? It's like, no, see, it's in a fucking cooler. Jeremiah was wondering if the secret sauce from Nana has basil in it. A very odd request, but no, she was a pretty bland woman. He's allergic anyway, but will I take a shilling? And you know what I could really use? I could really use a reference on my resume. So if he's willing to provide that, I think that would be helpful. Jeremiah wants to know, what am I applying for so that he can be a reference on my resume? And I said I'm working at a entry-level sales position at a street pharmacy in Camden. So I really hope Jeremiah comes through for me, and instead of taking the cooler full of pasta, he can provide a reference on my resume. Someone asking, is the shower included? No, the shower's not included. That shower head alone cost $18 on Amazon, lady. Are you nuts? Gary wants to know how much for grams. I'd like her to make her secret water seasoning pasta in my kitchen. Sorry, Gary, but you'll have to take that one up with the Department of Corrections if you want to put in an offer on Nana. So can we get the recipe? Matt, have you been following along? You can't get the recipe, and mainly because I am scared what my Nana would do to me when she gets out of prison in 2024. Do you have any idea what the repercussions of such an action could be? So someone said that this has Delco written all over it. I'm not going to disagree with you there, but I'm actually from South Jersey. It's just a little bit different of a type of trash we're dealing with, all right? Slight differences. Ashley said, not going to lie, as I lie here on my couch stuffing cupcakes down my throat, I literally thought this man is a genius. Oh boy, please tell my wife, my friends, my old high school teachers that I am a genius, because I've been thinking the same exact thing. Because I am willing to trade for a cupcake. Cupcake for a cooler full of pasta? Absolutely. You know why? Because cupcakes are now, coolers are forever. I don't know what it is with women named Cheryl and their wildly obscene comments on Facebook, especially inside of Facebook Marketplace. Cheryl's coming in hot on this one, saying, does a tossed salad come with it? Cheryl, you dirty birdie. Maybe. All right, everybody. We got someone, Robert, who's nearby, and he's dead serious. We're going to give him a call. Dialing this fine gentleman right now.
Yeah, hi. Is this Dan with the rigatoni?
Oh, it is. It absolutely is. So, are you at Friendly's in Deptford?
Yeah, right next to the Starbucks, right? Like right across?
Yeah, it's right near the Deptford Mall, right?
Yep.
100%. I'm going to get in my car, pop on over there, and we'll walk into this Friendly's and
just
deliver.
Just to verify, this is Nana's secret recipe, right?
The sauce is Nana's secret sauce on the rigatoni. The rigatoni was bought from a local supermarket, but the sauce on it is Nana's secret sauce. And she's
all right, so are you willing to take a bite with me when you get here?
Absolutely.
As long as it's Nana's secret sauce, I'm completely fine with that.
It is. And the next time I have visitation hours with Nana over in the prison up in Trenton where she's currently housed, then it's totally going to – I'll let her know that I gave it out to somebody.
They're in the same prison.
The same prison as who?
My grandfather. He's in the same prison.
Remember, oh, that's right.
Fake Viagra?
That's right. He was selling fake Viagra. Nana was selling fake life alerts. And when you push the button on the life alert, it just tells the front desk that she would like some vanilla pudding tomorrow morning. And that's all that does.
I think his was just Advil.
Well, then I'm going to get the cooler. We're going to come over there and I'll pour out some of this pasta and we're going to have some pasta on there. It'll be a great story for everybody involved.
Perfect.
All right. And your name is Robert, right?
Yep.
All right, my name is Dan. I will pop on over there in about 15, 20 minutes.
All right, perfect. I'll send you the address right now.
All right, I will see you shortly.
All right, see
you. Goodbye. Well, everybody, looks like we're headed to Friendly's in Deptford. I'm going to pop over there right now with the cooler, have some food there with Robert. I'm hoping he's not there by himself because that'd be weird, but let's see what happens.
3 hours later.
Can you move it along? I'm all out of time cards.
And Robert, nice to meet you.
Welcome, Rick.
You're Robert?
Yep.
Yeah.
There
right.
she is. Look at that. Yeah, the stuff is in there. Shit. Oh, you got the ice pack part now. That's.
It smells pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So you just get all that there, yeah. Yeah. Dove in first. What are your thoughts?
Not too bad. Ozark.
It tastes like a grandmother and
flavor.
Does it taste like a grandmother in prison?
It tastes like mothballs and a little bit of what's that perfume with the little ball in the back that you
oh yeah
spritz?
Oh yeah, yeah, it does. Yeah, that's got that that taste. Did you know this was happening? Look at this. It's ridiculous.
I'm gonna
need some silverware. Thank you. Yeah.
So it's not roofied yet.
No.
I can't believe I'm eating it.
I don't know.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Just, and it did a great job.
Yeah. So what are you doing at Friendly's at 9 p.m. looking for Facebook Marketplace rigatoni?
Honestly, I was kind of lonely. I was hoping he was going to put roofies in this, but like, it's pretty good. I mean,
it's pretty good without it, right?
Pretty good.
Either way, yeah. How old are you guys?
20.
You're 20? That's when I was like, tops 20.
I have no will to live.
No, so that's why you can afford to eat cooler bags.
I'm broke.
Full of rigatoni, and that's...
I'm eating a cooler bag filled with rigatoni. Do you think I have money?
Yeah. And we're in Deptford, too. Are you guys from Deptford?
Nope, I'm from Belmont.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty great.
So how would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
If it was warmed, 10 out of 10. If it's not warm, I'd do 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Nana's sauce, homemade sauce, was a...
it's not bad.
Yeah, just a little bit more cigarette butt and ash in it.
A little bit more mothballs, too, when you forgot the mothballs.
Mothballs would be great in there. That'd be a nice flavor saver to have. Yeah.
It was pretty great. No complaints.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. Is this the weirdest thing that has happened in this Friendly's, or is this...
It's okay.
It's alright, but I mean...
It could be weirder.
Could be weirder. Yeah, as long as you're cool with it happening in here, you know, we're just perfect.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Sauce,
yeah.
A little bit more cigarette ashes would have been nice in there. It would have been a nice touch. And a little bottle of white Chianti would have been nice, but
yeah.
I can't be picky.
Thank you for...
No problem.
So I was on Facebook. And I have really good news. I found something for us. I found this dinner. I have the guy just gave me a bag of a cooler bag filled with rigatoni with Nana's secret sauce. What? Tastes pretty good. Yeah. Would you like some rigatoni?
It's true.
It is true. Have you heard about it? Look at that.
Would you like some?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Have you seen anything weirder than this in this Friendly's?
No.
This is it?
Yeah. You bought a whole cooler.
I put 2 boxes worth of rigatoni, cooked it all up yesterday, put Nana's secret sauce on it, and then put it in the fridge, and then I put it on Facebook Marketplace tonight. After hundreds of comments and messages, he was the one that was actually serious about it, and I was like, oh, I'm 15 minutes from that Friendly's.
I have no will to live.
What was the rigatoni?
It was free.
It was free, and I ate it with him just so that I could show that, you know.
That way, like, it wasn't poison. I wasn't going to die alone.
It was literally free. Why'd you sell for free? You said extra?
There you are, your rigatoni. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you as well.
If you could give me a little bit of Nana's secret sauce, that'd be great. A
little bit more of that.
I can give you some of them counterfeit Viagra pills when
yeah.
it comes back out the slammer.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Let me know. We can do the trade in this bag.
Yeah, right there. Perfect.
Thank you.
You guys enjoy the rest of your evening.
Well, thank you. God, I'm too fucking fat.
All
right, I just got back from the Friendlies over in Deptford, where I delivered the cooler bag full of rigatoni, and Robert loved it so much that he decided to keep it and bring the rest home with him. Of course, that's what the main goal here of Hungry for Some Leftovers is. We got to share some rigatoni together in the process. It was a beautiful moment. Creeped out a lot of people sitting around in the restaurant wondering what was going on. The staff was said it was by far the weirdest thing they've ever seen happen in that restaurant over many years of working there. So it was definitely quite the moment to have, and I'm glad it all worked out. Now Robert can have the gift that keeps on giving of a cooler bag still full of rigatoni that he can continue to pass around and share with anybody who he would like. So I'm glad that we were able to pass that on. This has been episode 4 of Hungry for Some Leftovers. We are now 2 for 4. We're batting 500 when it comes to giving out food on this podcast. So I'm going to continue with this. We're going to be back on a regular schedule after hiatus here. I'm glad this all worked out. So spread the word, share this with your friends and your grandmother, send it to your nana in prison. We love it. My name's Dan Callahan. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.